Joining me now is Lady Bison volleyball head coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, the Lady Bison are off to a great start this season, an overall record of 16 wins, 2 losses, and 3 ties, 3-0 in the conference. What are some of the reasons for Buffalo's hot start this season?
I think we have a group of young ladies that have just been working extremely hard, and they love the game of volleyball, and we just have the right mix of returning talent from the last couple years and some younger players that are just adding a lot of extra oomph to our team.
And Coach, you began the season with some tournament play, had some matches against 4A schools. Do you think playing up to some of the 4A competition has helped this team improve and build confidence?
Well, I think it's definitely part of the process, you know, just getting to play, you know, where there's, you know, a team that's packed full of swingers and just really good servers. I think that's always good for a team to grow and develop. You know, and we've had a lot of great competition within our classification of 3A as well. I think the tournaments are a wonderful opportunity for the girls to get a ton of touches, for us as a coaching staff to just try to figure out how to best put teammates together to make us the strongest team we can be. So it has been a great start with those tournaments.
And Coach, being that this is the first time I've been able to interview you yet this season, kind of talk about some of the players and some of the key players for this Lady Bison team this season.
Well, we've got a packed team of little talent. So we have on outside hitters, we've got Tess Rule and Grace Finkel, and they're both off to an awesome start. They just make our offense go, both very effective with hitting on the outside. And both of them are returning with a lot of experience. The other returning experienced player is our setter, Holland Stowe. And she is a senior, and she's been just doing a great job. We transitioned to a 5-1 offense this year. And normally I like a 6-2, but Holland just has an incredible set of hands that just really set our hitters up for success. And then our other experienced player returning is our libero, Cassidy Bessler. And those four young ladies have been a part of our varsity team. This is their third season together, you know, just playing and being primary players. And so it's been fun watching them have this confidence as they roll into this year because they've played a lot of varsity. So those four are returning the experience for us. And then we have some players that are coming in that are just extremely talented, and they're growing every single week. So at the middle blocker position, we have Isabel Kirkhart and Grace Peterson, and both of them are just long athletic bodies. Every week they're improving and getting lots of blocks and lots of touches, and they're getting more confident with their swings out of the middle. So they give us just some great strength. On the right side, we have Neve Bell and Sienna Nondorf, and both of them, oh, they're just awesome. They're great right side blockers. They're great right side swingers. Sienna has really come into her own as far as finding a really good place in serving. So actually last night she served 11 straight points. It was pretty awesome, and
wow,
they were tough serves. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then our little defensive specialists are Cora Turner and Jamie Peters. And those two have been in our program for 4 years. They are just extremely solid fundamental players, and they offer us a lot of great strength in the back row. We put those 10 bodies together, and we've got a great little team.
And Coach, you mentioned playing a 5-1 offense versus the 6-2. Kind of explain that. What exactly does that mean, a 5-1 offense?
So a 5-1 means you've got 5 hitters and you've got 1 setter.
Okay.
And a 6-2, you have 6 hitters and 2 setters. And so basically the biggest difference is that Holland actually sets all the way around. So when she's in the front row, she's a setter and she's not a hitter. And so, you know, it was a tough one for me because she is a very aggressive hitter as well. But we found ways to keep her involved in that offense, and we just keep getting better at it all the time of taking advantage of balls that we can set to Holland, and we can really exploit some of her talents as well.
And it seems like it's working out for you. You're ranked number 1 in the YO Preps poll the past couple weeks for 3A volleyball, as people around the state have taken notice of the Lady Bison. And I don't know how much coaches put into rankings, but I'm sure that makes the girls feel pretty good.
You know, it definitely adds that layer of confidence, you know, that people are noticing how skilled they are together as a team. It also puts this little added pressure, you know, because we know volleyball can be a game of ups and downs, and sometimes those ups are way up and sometimes those downs are way down. So I think that, you know, we'll always continue to keep working on the mental side of the game, because volleyball, more so than any other sport, has this mental piece, you know, of, you know, if you make mistakes, it's points for the other team. And so it's kind of a mean game. Somebody screws up and everybody cheers because somebody's getting the point. So, you know, the ranking, you know, we talk about the ranking doesn't mean anything right now. It means that we're playing well, and it means that we have to continue to practice hard so that every week we can continue to grow and, you know, stay in a position where we can keep competing for that top spot.
Coach, yesterday got a 3-0 win at Glen Rock. Talk about that match and the Lady Bison's performance.
You know, it's our quad of our conference with Glen Rock, Newcastle, and Moorcroft. You know, they, all three schools had a lot of seniors last year, and they were very, very competitive in their play last year. And this year, all three of those teams are rebuilding. I would say that, you know, their coaches are working hard just to find, you know, talent they can get on the floor. And so we did have, you know, very successful first three conference matches against those guys. I know that those teams are going to improve a lot by the time we play them a second time, just because they've got all these girls that aren't used to the varsity speed of the ball. And so I anticipate they'll grow a bunch, but it also helped us because we do have that returning experience. And so we were able to be very successful in our first three conference matches.
And Saturday, you're hosting Powell, the varsity match at 1 o'clock. Powell comes in 14-2 on the season with two quality teams. What are you expecting to see from Powell, and what's it going to take for the Lady Bison to get a victory?
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for this match. We played them in the championship game of the Rollins tournament, and it was a battle. It was such a good game. And, you know, the Rollins tournament, Buffalo has never won it before. So it's pretty exciting to be playing in that championship game and then to be playing Powell. Powell has an incredible outside hitter in Addie Thorson. She is very, very talented. And when they come to town on Saturday, we're anticipating a battle. You know, and I could see it being a five-set match where it comes right down to the wire, and it's going to come down to the team that makes the least unforced errors.
Absolutely. So everyone can come out, see that match. It's going to be in Buffalo this Saturday, varsity at 1 o'clock. I believe the freshman at 11 and JV at noon. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. And we are actually, we have 42 girls out. So we are actually starting at 10 o'clock with an inter-squad scrimmage of our B kids. And they're such a talented group of kiddos, too. And so we've got our B team at 10 and 11 with our freshmen. Noon with our JV and 1 o'clock for that varsity match.
All right. We're talking with Lady Bison volleyball head coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.